have a teenager who's actively looking for a summer job right now? How's that going? Or is your teen not interested in the job market at this point, and why is that? We are going to talk about the reasons teens today are not working the summer jobs or the part-time jobs the way older generations did, and welcome your questions and experiences. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. So, who thinks it's important for teens to get a job? Or do you think it's more important for the teens to hit the books? Are there even jobs out there that teens can get? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Ben Steverman, personal finance reporter for Bloomberg News in New York. He recently wrote the piece, Why Aren't American Teenagers Working Anymore? The Decline of the Summer Job. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So according to last month's unemployment rate for 16 to 19-year-olds, it hit 14.3%. That's above the country's unemployment rate, which was 4.3%. But it's certainly lower than the jobless rate that teens were facing in after the Great Recession. What is the status of this unemployment rate for teens? Is this normal? Is this high? Is this low?
It's a little higher than usual. So what seems to be happening is that every time we get a recession, teens are leaving the job market at a greater rate than adults are, and then they're taking a while to come back. So, but consistently, teens find it harder to get a job than adults, and that's not really surprising because teenagers don't have any experience. They don't have any skills necessarily, so employers aren't willing to take them on.
Yeah. Even when it comes to flipping burgers, so to speak?
There's some thought that employers have shifted a little bit, and they're more interested in older workers and more immigrants in the last couple decades. But teens do have a pretty good. This is a pretty good summer, probably the best summer in probably about 10 years for teens to get jobs, I would say, just based on the employment rate. I mean, we do have the best labor market we've had in about 16 years. So overall, the job market is good. There are some jobs out there, at least looking at a nationwide basis.
Yeah. But if a teen wants a full-time job that has maybe more than minimum wage, how difficult is it for teens to find a job like that nowadays?
Well, that's tough because, as I said, teenagers don't have marketable job skills yet. They may, what I did in over the summer was I got my lifeguard certification when I was a kid, and you can get skills like that and make a little bit more. But obviously, there's also a lot of supply. That there's a lot of kids who are also coming on the job market that are look exactly like you, and we every 16-year-old has more or less the same resume.
Yeah. So what sorts of summer jobs are available for teenagers?
Well, again, you're looking at a lot of service jobs. You have, by which I mean retail, restaurants. You have, some really tough work like landscaping. Occasionally you can get factory work, but it's going to be a low wage factory work. You're really looking at the very entry level. You might have an entry level office job, but you're really going to be doing very menial labor.
Yeah. And back in the day, I did not, but my older brothers and sisters had the opportunity just for the summertime to work at the paper mill in Kimberly, Wisconsin, of all things, where Kimberly Clark was. That's certainly not available to kids anymore these days.
Yeah, you would think just like workers' compensation and liability reasons, a lot of those factory jobs might not be available. Never mind the fact that the decline in industrial employment.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you are teenagers just having a hard time finding that summer job, or are teenagers not interested in that summer job?
Well, it's a little bit of both. But I think that if you look at the statistics, it's pretty clear that it's not just that teens aren't interested. It's not just that teens aren't looking for, aren't able to find a job. It's really that teenagers aren't even interested in looking for a job. And some of that might be because they think, well, the jobs out there for me aren't great. But it's also because a lot of other things are going on in teenagers' lives today. And a summer job just isn't the rite of passage that it used to be. It isn't the thing that Gen X and baby boomers, when summer hit, everybody, all your friends were looking for jobs. Now that's just not the case. We just have a much smaller percentage of teenagers even thinking about it, and they're not following their peers into the workforce every summer.
Okay, so is that because they want to sit on the sofa and play video games, or because they want to hit the books and go to some sort of summer school camp or something?
Well, maybe some of it's because they want to play video games, but it's certainly clear that school is much more demanding than it used to be. I was looking at statistics for the enrollment of students in the month of July. How many kids are enrolled in school in July? I'm talking about 16 and 19-year-olds. It's actually 42%, and that's up from about 10% in 1985. The number of students enrolled in July is quadrupled. So it's not just kids taking summer school because they missed a class. It's also enrichment classes, and it's also the school year's gotten longer. I assume in Wisconsin you have a traditional September to June year, but in a lot of the country the school years have shifted around a lot. The school year has gotten longer.
Yeah, there are some year-round schools. Yeah,
yeah, and so kids just aren't on the same schedule they used to be.
Yeah, the school. This is the last week of public schools in Wisconsin. It'll wrap up, I think, on Thursday. But yeah, it goes in quite a bit into June. And the summer has started as far, maybe not calendar wise, but the tourist seasons have already started.
Right, and if you're an employer, this is back to the whether employers mm-hmm. want teenagers. But if you're an employer and your student, you're thinking about hiring a teenager versus someone else, and the teenager can't start until the middle or late June, and they need to leave the job in mid to late August to go back to school to, go back for football camp or something like that. Then is that really worth your while if you only have them for 6 or 8 weeks?
Yeah. And, while kids are enrolled in school, it sounds like a lot more than they used to be. We were also, many of us, expected to pay part of our college tuition. So that summer job was not just, for spending money. It was to save to go to school. Isn't that not a concern these days?
I would say the cost of education is definitely still a concern, obviously. But the problem is that the cost of education has gone up so much faster than inflation over the last three decades that a $7.25 minimum wage job, I'm not sure what the minimum wage in Wisconsin is, but a minimum wage job just isn't going to make that much of a dent into the college tuition when you have a elite private college right now is charging $50,000 a year. So what you really need to do if you're a kid who wants to go to an expensive school is get those scholarships, fill out those financial aid forms, make sure you got those extracurriculars on your resume to get into a good school where you can get a good scholarship. Those things are probably much more economically advantageous for you than saving a couple hundred dollars or $600 over the summer or something like that.
We are talking with Ben Steverman. He is a personal finance reporter for Bloomberg News. He recently wrote the piece, Why Aren't American Teenagers Working Anymore? The Decline of the Summer Job. And that's what we are talking about. And we're welcoming your questions and your experiences or your teenager's experience. Is your teen looking for a job right now? How's that going? Is your teen in a job right now? Or is your teen enrolled in some sort of cultural enrichment or even an academic course right now? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking about the various factors in play that are influencing teen employment or unemployment, as the case may be, and welcoming your experiences. We'll continue after this news. We are talking about summer jobs this hour. It seems it might have been easier for teens to get a job back in the good old days. They could work at the drive-in or the pool or even the paper mill. But our guest says it's different today. We are talking with him about why teenagers are not working as much as previous generations and how this has changed and why. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your experiences. Is your teen looking for a job or in one or not even considering it? Why is that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you don't have a teen in the job market or not, maybe you just want to talk about this trend and whether it concerns you or not. Maybe you want to remember your first few summer jobs and what you gained from them. Maybe you're older and you're in a job that maybe typically would have gone to a teen. Not trying to make you feel guilty, but wondering about that, as we have Sharon on Facebook who says, who would hire a teenager over a recently retired person looking for a few extra dollars? The older person has a better work ethic and already knows the ropes. My paper boy, in quotes, is probably 70 years old. Our local McDonald's has a decidedly gray work crew. I think the employers feel that the teenager has parents to support him, and the oldster probably does not have that much. We are talking with Ben Steverman, a personal finance reporter for Bloomberg News in New York. He wrote the piece, Why Aren't American Teenagers Working Anymore? The Decline of the Summer Job. We also have Patrick on Facebook who has a similar thought as Sharon does. Kids I know have trouble finding jobs. I know retirees working at what used to be places with jobs held mainly by teenagers, like McDonald's and Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, convenience stores, etc. So, Ben, do we know how much of that is going on, that retirees or older people are holding these jobs that typically might have been a teen job?
Actually, I think it's happening quite a bit. The number of Americans over 65 that are working is at the highest amount since the 60s, since Medicaid Medicare was passed. You really have a trend of people in their late 60s and even 70s who are just saying, I'm not going to leave the workforce or I'm going to work part-time. Maybe it's because they don't have enough saved from retirement and don't want to just live on Social Security. But you know, I think your commenters are quite right that employers might prefer a part-timer at that age to a teenager. For one thing, a teenager is going to have a lot more obligations, and it's going to be a lot easier to schedule possibly an older worker, first of all, year round, but also, you know, they're not just going to be able to work for the summer.
Yeah. Any idea if this is a chicken egg thing, that the older workers are there because the teens did not want those jobs?
Well, I think one of the reasons the older workers are there is certainly that people are healthier at later ages these days. So you can work. People have the energy to work that they just didn't have at those ages. And another reason is frankly the decline of the traditional pension. You know, older workers just don't have the same income sources that they did maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, but we don't know if you know those businesses started actively seeking out the older worker because they weren't finding enough teens to fill the jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a chicken and egg problem, mm-hmm. And I think that it's hard to know, but I think that in some ways the new supply of older workers, it makes sense to me that an employer would say, okay, you know, I'll have a few teenagers, but teenagers are difficult to schedule. You have to train them, there are, you know, I'm having applicants come to me, and they're older workers, and they're just easier to deal with. I can imagine that being the logic of some employers, but I haven't seen any, you know, rigorous academic studies on that.
Well, let's take some calls. Tom in Burlington is with us. Hi, Tom.
When I was younger, we used to go to the job with a limousine. My father was a wealthy man, but we all had jobs. We had janitor jobs. We cleaned out toilets. We did every kind of sloppy job there was. But a job was a feeling of pride. One thing about a job, if it doesn't make any difference what the job is. What you need is a work record. And this thing about experience and everything. The man says, did you get to work on time? Were you pleasant? Were you sober? Were you cooperative with everybody? And a lot of people are looking for the CEO jobs. You start at the bottom of the ladder and you work your way up. And that's really the process. In our small town here in Burlington, the businessmen in town would make sure that all the younger people would get jobs, and they'd schedule things so that they could get the job and go to school and when we're going to start or stop. And it was a paternal kind of feeling.
So, Tom, are you saying that teens today don't want to work their way up, or they're not interested in these manual labor jobs?
Summer vacation used to be to work to help out on the farm, and that the farm jobs, they've always looked down on farm jobs now, even though farmers are some of the wealthiest people in the world right now. The thing is, schools have to teach people what's expected of you at work, how to take a resume, how to take rejection if you don't get the job.
A lot of important points here, Tom. Ben, is there concern that because teens aren't working these jobs in their younger years, that they just don't have this work ethic, this experience, this resume, and they're gonna suffer from that in the long term?
Well, I guess I agree in part and I disagree in part. I think I agree that it's important for teens that these jobs. I disagree that I don't think these jobs that are manual labor really help a teenager, especially a college-bound teenager, really build a resume. I don't know that there's really that much evidence that somebody is really going to get a leg up from that job when they were 17 in their long-term career. Because I think that, you know, in some ways, getting into a good school, you know, finding out what you're interested in academically, that's probably more important. But I will say, I do think it's important for teenagers to get out of the house and get out of the school and get out into the world and learn how to get along with people and how to work with coworkers, how to listen to a boss, take direction. Those are things that a lot of kids have a hard time doing. Just to take an extreme example, there was a study out of Chicago that looked at some really some of the most crime, the high schools that had the highest crime, and they created a job program, and for those high schools, and this study just came out this month, and it showed that program that got these teenagers jobs had a huge effect on violent crime arrests in the following years, And the theory behind the researchers is that basically that's what happened, that these teenagers learned how to just get along and manage conflict. And that was one of the major reasons that the violent crime arrest went by. So that's an extreme example, but I do think that the kids get something out of going to a job, and it's not building a resume, it's something else.
Yeah. And at the risk of opening up a political can of worms here, what about those farm jobs that Tom says, farmers have jobs to be had? Teens aren't filling those?
I don't know if teenagers want to work. I grew up in Connecticut, in rural Connecticut, where we had the tobacco fields, and teenagers would go work at the tobacco fields as young as 14, and that was hard work. And I certainly understand why someone wouldn't want to do that, because I didn't want to do it. I understand if agriculture can be a great career choice. It's just a question of, I don't know how many kids are interested these days, and maybe there needs to be more outreach to get them interested.
Yeah. When you mentioned earlier that immigration was a factor and immigrants were a factor in teen employment, is that because there are migrant workers or presumably documented workers working on farms and in agriculture?
Yeah, I think agriculture is one of the reasons why. I think the restaurant services industry, especially in big cities, is really dominated by immigrant labor. There's some academic study on that. And again, this is, as you say, definitely a political can of worms. And there's a lot of different studies on immigration and what the effects are. But I did see one a really interesting study that looked at the effect of immigration on workers who were born in the United States. And it showed that there was a much bigger effect on native-born teenagers than there was on native-born adults. Mm-hmm. So this study didn't find much effect from immigrant labor on older Americans. It was really the younger Americans, 16, 19-year-olds, who really felt the effects of the competition in the labor market from immigrant labor.
Yeah. I was just going to take another caller who dropped off, who wanted to say that with so many kids involved in athletics, and depending perhaps on athletics for scholarship money or anything else, that they don't have the full summer off to work a summer job, and that it's much harder for a student athlete to do this. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's definitely a factor. You don't have, if you have to go back, first week in August or something, or even earlier, sometimes even earlier, mm-hmm. to go training, that's almost a lifestyle thing, it's partly for you do it for the scholarship money, partly you do it because you love it, and the parents are into it too, and they're willing to make the sacrifice of the income that the kid is going to make in order for them to, enjoy their training, and you only have a few years to be that college athlete or high school athlete and enjoy your time there. So I understand why someone would make that sacrifice and just say, hey, we have other priorities.
Mark in Madison is with us now. Hi, Mark.
Hey. I think a reason why I believe a lot of kids are, I think they're just plain lazy. And it's time to get to the truth. A lot of these kids, they don't want to do the work today. I've worked on a farm when I was a little boy, born and raised on a farm. I farmed all my life with my father and my brother. And I'm 47 now. I have one kid. He's not a teenager yet, but I have nephews and nieces. They don't even like the farm. They're not even interested in the farm. It's too much work for them. It's too much dirty work, hard work, dirt under the nails, And a lot of kids are given today, I see, even my nephews and nieces. They're just turning teenagers, and their parents has either got them so spoiled by having them with credit cards or what do they call them, some kind of a access to money on cards. And you go to schools, you look at all these schools, these public schools, with these kids driving these nice cars. And How much more spoiled can they get?
Yep. Now we're talking, Ben. So, all right, there's a perspective there that kids today, the parents are taking care of them and maybe coddling them, and maybe the parents don't want them, you know, working on the farm, and they don't want it to be as tough for their kids as it was for them or something like that. Is there any evidence that's going on?
You know, I think that there's definitely a cultural change that's happened. I don't know if it's good or bad, but parents are much more involved in kids' lives today. And, you know, whether that means they're coddling them or it means they're supporting them and getting them to somewhere else, you know, a better life where they don't have to work so hard. I'm not sure I want to characterize it, but I definitely every generation has thought the younger generation is lazier than they were. But in some cases, they were right. I mean, you know, life has gotten quite a bit easier over the last 100 years, and that in some ways that's a good thing.
Well, Sarah on Facebook says, "I personally did not have a paid summer job back in the 70s. I worked full-time on the family farm. My children worked part-time during the school year and full-time in the summer beginning at age 14. They had to. I was a single parent. I do know my children have excellent work ethics. They are also paying off their own student loans, as am I." Reaction to that?
That, you know, that's great. I mean, yeah, I think you can't forget that there are some families for whom a summer job for the teenager is not optional. A year-round job is not optional. That's the only way that you make ends meet. That's the only way you can even think about sending your kids to college and having the extra spending money that you need, even if you do qualify for financial aid to send kids to college. She's making a great point. You don't want to minimize the fact that some kids are out there in the labor market, and it's not just to build up a resume or to give them something to do during their idle time. It's really important to make ends meet.
Let's go back to the phones, and Liz in southeastern Wisconsin is with us now. Hi, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My comment kind of touched on what you just said. My best friend's stepson works very hard at a part-time job throughout the school year, but then in the summer he goes to stay with his mom in a very rural part of the state where there is no employment for teenagers. So he wants to work but is in a place where he can't, and I think that might have a lot to do with it. Two parents, the kids having to go to places outside of where they would be able to work.
Yeah, interesting point. I wasn't thinking about that, Liz. And not every teenager lives in a community that has the fast food joints. Ben, you might there's an example of someone who goes away for the summer to an area in a rural part of the state where there aren't a lot of jobs for teens.
Yeah, and she's raising another good point, which is that there's a lot more divorce than there was. The divorce rate has pretty sort of stabilized, but there are a lot more kids in blended families. So you do have a lot of kids who have to move around a fair amount through the year, and especially the summer, you might end up spending somewhere different from where you go to school. So I can see that might be a factor for a lot of kids that, you know, you're going to a place, even if there are jobs there, you might not know it. You might not have the connections there to get one.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking about the decline of the summer job with our guest who recently wrote a piece, "Why Aren't American Teenagers Working Anymore? Why do you think that is? And what about your own teen? Is your teen in the job market? Will your teen have a summer job? Or are there reasons why not?" 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So we'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. While the country's unemployment rate dropped to 4.3% last month, the May jobless rate for 16 to 19-year-olds reached 14.3%. We are talking with our guest about why today's teenagers are not working, or as much, and how this has changed across generations. We're welcoming your questions, your experiences, whether or not your teen is looking for a job or working or not, and why or why not. Whether you think that this is okay or whether you're worried about teens not working as much, and the decline of the summer job. Our guest says that there are fewer jobs, summer jobs for teens. Our guest is Ben Steverman, a personal finance reporter who writes about retirement, investing, and other personal finance topics for Bloomberg News in New York. And his recent piece, Why Aren't American Teenagers Working Anymore? The Decline of the Summer Job, is posted on the Joy Cardin Show Facebook page. And we do have an open line for you if you'd like to join us with your question or thoughts at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardin Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardin Show. Let's go back to the phones. Robert in Oak Creek is with us. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
I was wondering if our guest has looked into the decline of summer camps over the years. I worked at a summer camp as a teenager for many years and actually knew quite a few people who did do that in various church-sponsored Bible summer camps. Just wondering how that may play a part in today's, decline of the summer job.
Maybe that nature deficit disorder problem and a decline of summer camps is influencing this. What do you think, Ben?
That's a great question. I have never seen any statistics on summer camps, but it is an interesting question because that is a huge way that kids get their first job is just as a counselor, and maybe they're not even paid, but it feels like a job as a counselor at a camp. And if fewer people are going to camp and camps are declining, then that's a huge source of employment that's gone. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, we have Jean on Facebook who says, I work on a college campus. Most of the students we hire in our office need to be taught some of the basic skills, like how to answer the phone, take a message, use a copier, alphabetize by last name, not first, greet people who walk through the door, and other basic customer service skills. Many have never had a job before. Does that surprise you, Ben?
I think what's most surprising is it sounds like she's dealing with 18-year-olds, college students who haven't had that. And I guess that is surprising, but I guess it makes sense because if kids aren't working when they're 16 and 17, they're not doing those basics. At some point, you need to learn that stuff, and it's not something you're born with. You don't, and also, kids don't use the phone these days the way that they used to. it's really interesting to hear that. Sorry,
that is funny. That's true. Kids don't answer phones anymore. Jean in Clinton is with us. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Yes. What are your observations?
Well, for 25 years, I ran corn detasslers in southern Wisconsin. And we would go to farmers' fields, and after the machines went through to take out tassels, my people had to get all the remaining tassels out of the field. And it was a job that their parents had done, in some cases their grandparents had done. It was a very typical southern job in southern Wisconsin, and also in rural areas in other parts of Wisconsin as well. And over time, however, one of the major companies, Novartis, left this area. So I used to have as many as 12 buses, 300 and some kids working. And then there's really only one seed company left. So part of it was the economy. But I think I'd like to point out that there's so many of these people that wanted these jobs, and they worked so hard in the most difficult of conditions. And I still get calls from people who want jobs in the summer. So I don't subscribe to the idea that these people are either lazy or not looking for work. I just don't think the work is as plentiful and easy to get as it used to be.
Interesting, Gene. And I'm sorry, I missed why this corn detasseling or whatever you described there is not, that job is not available as much anymore?
I'll tell you what happens. Now they use Hmong to do the work. Part of it is with the liability issues, a lot of the Hmong that do it are adults, and oftentimes it's families, and they go across not just Wisconsin but other states, and they perform this function.
I see.
And so, and plus there's not as much seed corn raised as there once was.
So there's a case where maybe immigrants are and adults rather than minors are doing a job, Ben. And also, what do you think? Eugene says, hey, you know, these kids aren't lazy. They would like these jobs. They're just not as plentiful anymore.
I was thinking, you know, thinking about that, that's a really interesting call. And I was thinking about the other caller who was talking about farm work, and he thought, this other caller thought the kids were lazier now. I was thinking one counter argument to that is the kids are still working really hard. They're just working hard at school. School is a lot harder than when it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago. If you look at the requirements that kids are having to go through, even in high school, they're graduating with many more years of more rigorous studies. You know, the number of people taking calculus is up like fourfold. The number of people taking pre-calc is up threefold. And advanced placement classes are up big. And, you know, there's a lot of homework involved in these things. And so it's hard to compare farm work and schoolwork. But, you know, the amount of homework these kids are doing during the school year is really pretty high, at least for a certain percentage of them. And you don't want to say that they're lazy, because in some ways they're working a lot harder than we did when we were their age.
Right. Studying is not easy. Kayla in Barron County is with us. Hi, Kayla.
Hello.
Yes, what do you think?
Well, I was thinking back, and I have some friends that have teenagers now, and they bring up the point that in Wisconsin, you know, they can't get a work permit till they're 16. And I think, you know, that's kind of a change, because when I was younger, I got my first job when I was 12 years old, and I remember getting my work permit and doing dishes at a restaurant, and that really helped build my experience, you know. And It's hard for those preteens and the younger age group to get that work ethic going, because they can't even, you know, work legally to get a paycheck or to get that reward of the extra money when at that younger age. And I just feel like that's kind of a mistake, because if you can still volunteer and get some experience or help on your grandparents' farm or things like that, but it's not even really legal for them to get paid for doing the work until they're 16. And I don't know when that changed, but it just seems like kind of a drawback to me.
I'm sorry, Kayla. Yeah, it was a few years ago, too, that they, I'm not sure if that's when that changed, but they added requirements that, you know, on school nights, kids could not work past 9 o'clock or something like that. There were various regulations on employers when they employed teens, Ben. Do you think that has an effect on the employment of 16 to 19-year-olds today?
Definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, if you look, I think you'd have to go back a ways to find, you know, kids working at 12 was pretty rare even back in the 80s. But if you're able to start working earlier, then you get you learn those job skills early, and you have a relationship with employers and with your boss. Now kids, you know, might end up getting really involved in high school activities, and then, you know, they turn 16 and they're already, you know, deep in those things, and they don't want to shift gears and go out and get a job instead. So, you know, I think that the timing is also a factor.
Let's go next to Joanne in Hudson. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Say, what I wanted to say was we raised four kids, and they're between the ages of 31 and 22 right now, and they did not have summer jobs during high school because of their sports schedule and their marching band schedule. It was just too hard for them. And so, but we felt that being really committed to their sports teams and really committed and dedicated to their marching band taught them those great skills. So when they did get to college and got those summer jobs, they were very committed, very hardworking, very dedicated to those employers. And I felt that that was a much more skill that they needed. And besides, I always told them that, you know, they're going to be working for a long time and it's not that much fun.
You know, I was going to say, actually, and I'll get our guest to respond in a moment. Dick on Facebook says, we waste away our entire lives struggling to survive. I really don't see the problem with kids actually having a chance to have some free time and enjoy life before they enter the depressing, stressful life of an adult. Why must every moment of our lives revolve around slaving away? How about that? You can be, you know, dedicated to band or sports or, I don't know, maybe volunteer at the Humane Society. You're still doing something valuable, even if you're not working at the drive-in, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, your caller sounds like she taught her kids how to make a commitment to something, to stick with it, to work hard. It just wasn't a job. It was something else, and that's totally transferable to other to work. But I'm also sympathetic to the commenter on the internet. I mean, you know, there are more important things than work. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if we have. I think we have time for one more call. Nancy in Grafton. Hi, Nancy.
Well, good morning. We have a very large family, and my husband was a construction worker. Our boys they learned how to cut trees, pour concrete, do mason work. I'm telling you, and they still, and they're good at what they do, and they made a good living, and they still are working, and there's nothing wrong with learning how to use your hands, whether it's right. Mason work, concrete, whatever, or mechanics, or plumbing, electrical. I think we need to put more emphasis also on those kind of jobs nowadays. Because
all right, I'm going to jump in, Nancy, because we only have a minute. Ben, what about those types of jobs for teens?
I think that's a great, great point because in some ways, a lot of the jobs that teenagers are getting these days they're really not learning useful skills. They're flipping burgers or they're, you know, filing paperwork. If we did have, you know, job programs or apprenticeship programs that really taught kids useful skills, maybe that would be a way to get them a leg up in the job market, especially kids that aren't going to college.
We have 30 seconds to go. Any takeaway on the summer job for our listeners?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons why teenagers aren't working. I don't think it's a huge problem. I think that we're all just sort of figuring out what's best for our kids and what's going to give them a leg up. I think that, you know, there is a problem if kids are just sitting around doing nothing. But a lot of kids are still energetic and still getting out there and doing stuff.
Thank you very much. Ben Steverman is with Bloomberg News.